Hi there, this is Hallie Crawford, and this is the top three tools to identify your ideal career. Audio number one, Dream First and Dream Big, from HallieCrawford.com. This material is copyrighted, so any unauthorized reproduction or distribution is prohibited. All right, so I have good news and I have bad news. What do you want to hear first? Let's start with the bad and end on a good note, shall we? The bad news is that some surveys show that 87% of Americans don't like their jobs. That is a lot of people. And about a million Americans call in sick every day. And I got to tell you, it's not just the flu. Even though these statistics are huge, they're not that surprising. When I thought about these and first read them, I thought, you know, I'm not that surprised, even though there are that many people out there unhappy with their career paths. Because let's be honest, how many of you have heard other people complain about their jobs or even have complained about their jobs themselves? I'm guilty as charged. I've done that before. We go to a party, people are commiserating about their boss or their workplace. So here's the good news. The good news is that you can find a career that fits. I'm living proof of it, and my clients are as well. And that's what we're here to talk about in this first tip, how to identify your ideal career path by dreaming first and dreaming big. Now listen, I want you to know that if you really don't like your job right now, I understand how you feel. I really get it because I was in your shoes. I love what I do now as a career coach. Love it, love it. But it was not always like that for me. I actually had 5 different jobs in completely different industries before I learned that coaching was the right fit for me. And the last full-time job that I had was actually so stressful and not a fit that it was making me physically ill. And I realized at that point that I had to make a change. And today, I help people avoid doing what I did, jumping around from job to job. I help them identify their ideal career and make it happen. And I have helped thousands of people nationwide in over 8 years of coaching as a career coach, identify their ideal career. So in our first step in this special report, Dream First and Dream Big, we're talking about the importance of thinking very big when you're brainstorming career ideas. You need to dream big in order to identify your ideal career. And think out of the box. Think creatively here. What is something that you'd love to do? Dream and think big. Don't play small. And you need to dream first and get practical later. Hold practicality at bay for the moment, because I find that if you get practical too soon, you can cut yourself off at the knees with brainstorming possible ideas. If you allow yourself to dream, you may come across a career idea you never would have considered or even knew existed. So tap into your childhood dreams, tap into your passions in your heart. Dream first and dream big. So I've got a story to illustrate this point, and this is my story. I'm a great example of the necessity of dreaming big. When I was in transition, I knew that I always wanted to be a teacher or in some way instruct and teach people. I didn't know how, but I knew that teaching was a theme. And I tried teaching college, even tried teaching elementary school. And honestly, I did not enjoy either of those things at all. But because I persisted with the idea that I wanted to teach in some way, that's how I found out about coaching. When I started my career search, I didn't even know coaching existed. But because I allowed myself the time and freedom of creative thinking, I discovered coaching as a profession. It's not teaching in the traditional sense, but it's perfect for me. It's exactly the right career fit for me. So here's the exercise to work on dreaming first and dreaming big. Here are 3 steps to help you begin to do this. Number 1 is give yourself about 30 minutes to brainstorm career ideas. 30 minutes where you're simply brainstorming career ideas, and that's all you're doing. And number 2 is to answer these questions while you're brainstorming ideas. Number 1, if money were no object and you were guaranteed success, what would you love to do? Question number 2 is, What did you dream of doing as a child, if anything? And question number three is, what careers are you considering or have ever considered in your lifetime? Write those down too. And the third step in dreaming first and dreaming big is to write down everything that comes to mind during your brainstorming session. Do not judge your answers. Anything goes here because you don't know what ideas will lead to other ideas that you had not thought of. Good luck. Have fun with this. And for more help with your career search, visit HallieCrawford.com. That's HalieCrawford.com.